sí, bueno.
Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes, and then...
She's a real beauty, huh? Yep, a real beaut. This car is for you. Now, let me guess. The man of the house needs a second car so the little lady can go to the garden club while he plays gin rummy with the boys, huh?
Oh, actually, we need a car so we can go rock climbing.
Rock climbing? Why would anybody go climb a rock? Man, things are changing. I remember when men were men and women were gals, and we called coloreds coloreds.
You know, actually, I think we're going to get going.
Hey, come on, sweetie. Don't be a bitch. Let's talk some numbers here.
Hey, don't talk to my wife like that.
Hey, boy. I fought in the big war. I mean, nobody tells me what to do. You understand? Hold this.
Oh, my God!
Marty Murphy's motherfucker!
Well, somebody get Dick Lewiston off the lot.
What's the matter anyways, Mr. Selleck? No one's selling anything. It's a damn killing field out there.
Mr. Selleck, I think I made a sale.
Terrific. Good job, Teddy.
And he wants to pay in cash, non-sequential, unmarked bills, neatly packed in this canvas bag.
Well, that's a bank bag, Teddy. Shit, somebody call the cops.
It burns!
Teddy, go flush your eyes out.
I feel like a smirk just jizzed in my face!
We gotta do something.
I've had this lot 27 years and it's dying right before my eyes. We either do something drastic or we pull the plug.
I'm thinking about calling a hotshot, a weekend warrior. I was thinking about calling a mercenary.
What? A mercenary?
Elzua, I got no choice. The bank's crawling up my ass for back payments. But if we don't turn this thing around by August, this place is going to be a TCBY.
But a mercenary? All they do is sell cars and move on. There's no connection to the community, Ben. Don't do this. It hasn't gotten that bad, has it?
Please, God, forgive me for what I'm about to do.
By the way, great sale.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Thank you, darling.
I don't know why, but I can't enjoy breakfast anywhere but a strip club. My mom used to always cook bacon naked. She would cook bacon all day long.
Don, the goods ready.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want some cars sold? We'll be there. 4th of July weekend, 3-day sale. We got a dealership in the ICU. 211 cars getting suntans on the lot. Guess what, fellas? We're going to Temecula.
Oh, fuck, Don. Honey, we just finished the last job 3 hours ago. I still smell like customer.
Don, I don't mean to complain, but it's been a year and a half since I've been home. And I'm 90% sure I left my front door open.
I don't know, Don. I think we set this one out. You've been pushing us pretty hard since Kirky.
Forget about Kirky, all right? What do? We sell cars. What does the tiger do? Hunts and kills prey. What else are we going to do in this life? I need every swinging dick in that field. Babs, come on. Let's do it.
Headed to Temecula, California. Population 98,000. It's a family business. Owner, one Benjamin K. Selleck. Married 30 years to wife Tammy. One daughter Ivy, age 29, looks good in beat up jeans.
Yes, she does.
One son named Peter, age 10, loves robot dinosaurs and pizza night.
Looks like 10-year-old Peter got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, it must be the fax ink. God bless the Hacienda Court, but their fax service.
What are you doing, honey?
Enjoying myself.
Oh, sir. There's no smoking on airplanes.
I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Don't worry about it. I'll be quick.
Sir, if you like that, I'll have to report you to the FAA.
Stacy, do you know when the first commercial flight went smokeless?
No.
1973. And did you know that in 1969, when smoking was allowed on all flights, we put a man on the moon?
I had no idea.
Look.
You know what that is? That's a remnant of a better time. But they welded it shut. And it starts with ashtrays, and it ends with all of our precious freedoms being stripped away. I remember back in the day when you got on a plane and you knew you weren't for a good time. A little smoking, a little drinking. And the stewardesses, Stacy, you come from a proud tradition of blazing hot stewardesses. And now you can't do one damn thing without someone reporting you to the Department of Homeland Security. Am I right?
That's right.
You listen to Don.
I had to take my pants off and nibble my Old Spice down to 3 ounces just to get on the plane, Stacy.
They made me throw out my mouthwash.
I had to give up my bath jellies.
They made me breastfeed some old man.
That's what I'm talking about. But we don't have to take it, Stacy. Like Henry David Thoreau and Rosa Parks and David Lee Roth when he left Van Halen, we can say enough. Enough injustice. And when you and I are old and gray, we can look back on this and remember when we were 30,000 feet above God's green earth and we smoked one. We smoked one for America!
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Don Reddy. And I got the goods.
Killer Kush.
Nun pops her head out and says, shit, yes, I got a gargle.
Poor Don. It's like everything he does is to make him forget about Kirky.
Takes a lot of pain to sell cars the way that man does.
You're here from Selleck Motors?
No, but my dad is.
You know you're supposed to put the name of the party you're picking up, not your own. I love a drawing, though.
Yeah, I'm a really good drawer. I like to draw stomach muscles the most. I can also draw Darth Vader's helmet. I can also draw him. I can draw a saber, a lightsaber, or a regular sword. It doesn't even matter.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you drunk? Are you retarded? Because we're here to help you.
Don't move.
Ted! Amber Alert! Adult! Stranger danger! Stranger danger! Dad!
Relax, Peter. Take a swig.
Looks like it wasn't the fax ink. He's some sort of man-child.
It's a pituitary problem, ma'am. He's 10 in the developing body of an adult.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm totally sorry. Put it up here. High five. Good effort there. You must be Ben. I'm Don Reddy.
That's me.
And this must be Ivy. Wow. Can I ask you a quick question? How much does a polar bear weigh?
No idea.
Enough to break the ice. Don Reddy, how are you?
Wow.
I went old school with you.
I'm Babs. And yes, the rug matches the drapes. And this beautiful man is Jibby.
Hi. What's up? And who is this guy? Well, you are a strapping young man.
Brent Gage, sir.
Brent Gage. Now, that is a strong name. Yeah. I don't know why, but right off the bat, I like you. A lot.
What's going on?
Peter, let's help the crew with the luggage.
Awesome! Hold this, Dad. Transformer!
Cute, isn't he?
I'd fuck him.
Hey, what is wrong with you, lady? He is a child.
We're only going to be here for 3 days, so try not to fall in love with me.
I'm sorry. Has a girl ever bought that?
I'm just, you know, buckshot approach. I'm just going to keep firing until I hit something.
Oh, that's a life.
There was a kid up the street, Chris Bamberger, had one of those brand new tricked out crazy cruisers. Side brakes, streamers off the handle grips, in other words, fully loaded. What am I driving? A fucking hoppity hip. Basically a balloon with a handle on it. Might as well have had a bumper sticker on the back that said my parents don't work. So I walk up to him, hop up to him, I introduce myself, and I say, you seem like a cool guy. Why don't you have a hoppity hip? You know? I tell him it's faster, it's cooler, It's got the finger-molded hand grip, double-enforced bouncing axes. I worked this kid like a pro. Walked him through the brochures, offered him a bubblegum cigarette, even threw in some night crawlers to sweeten the deal. Bottom line is, this kid was actually happy to bounce around on the balloon, while I rode away on his brand new tricked-out chopper. I like to think that was my first sale.
Right over there at Selig Motors, I thought you might want to take a look.
Jesus, Ben, looks like a refugee camp for dirty men.
Looks like a bus station in Total Recall.
We're going to fix your place up, Ben. We're going to get you a creatable inflatable, goddamn American flag, balloons, all that shit. Plus, we need a radio and TV blitz, and we're going to need to round up a celebrity to make a lot of parents. I know just who to call. Now, let's hit the Hacienda Courts, or as I like to call it, home.
I mean, I paid for it. It'd be disrespectful not to masturbate.
All right, let's keep this anonymous. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't you look at me!
Yeah, Dawson's Creek. James Vanderbeek, my nigga.
Okay, Peter, it's time to go sit in your big chair. Everybody dig in. Don't be shy.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Selick. I'm one of those rare birds that prefers takeout over a home-cooked meal.
Well, I got to tell you, Don, that is flat out weird and rude. You do what you need to do.
You know, Mr. Don Reddy, our Ivy here actually left graduate school to come back and help us out with little Peter.
Wow.
It's the kind of girl she is. You can take the girl out of Temecula, but...
Hey, Brent.
Temecula out of girl.
You see my wife over there?
Yeah.
That is a dead marriage. But, you know, you learn to live with it. Drive around, out at night, windows down, music up. Some people call it cruising. Me? I call it looking for a friend. Are you my friend, Brent?
No.
So tomorrow morning, our troops will rendezvous with your troops at 0700, and then I'll hit the floor for my intro speech like a mountain lion pouncing on an unsuspecting jogger.
Ooh.
Make sure your underwear is tight tomorrow, because you will have a boner.
Amen.
I like the sound of that. Right, Brent?
By Tuesday, my friend, you are back in the black.
Well, here, here.
Okay, Mr. Reddy, this business has been in our family for 40 years, so no sleazy stuff, okay?
Don't worry about it, darling. We're not going to break the rules. We're just going to bend them a little bit.
Okay, okay. I know your type. You know, it's all the thrill of the hunt. I get it. I mean, you crave it. You corner it. But, Mr. Reddy, let me ask you a question. Do you know what to do when you catch it?
Are we talking about pussy?
Oh, my God. That's what you were saying.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a Christian man or whatever religion dominates the region I'm selling in. But you have to admit, it did sound like she was talking about the big vajayjay, right?
Amen. I guess it kind of did, yeah.
Come on, man. Jimmy was a pro bowler for 2 years on the tour. A lot of great stories.
Well, what can I say? It was the go-go 80s. You know, the height of professional bowling, girls, limos, wristbands.
Ivy, I think you got the wrong impression of me earlier. I'm a really sensitive person, all right? For instance, I'm not a texter. I'd rather hear your voice. You know, I mean,
hey, everybody, I'm Ivy's fiance.
Oh, look who's here.
Paxton, such a weird thing to say when you enter a room.
Well, I'm just letting everybody know the deal. Well, I am Paxton Harding of Harding Imports. And you must be the guys who are going to save Ben Selick Motors.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I didn't catch your name, friend.
That's because I didn't give it to you, friend.
Well, a couple of friends ought to know each other's names, right?
My name's Don Reddy.
All right. I guess I won that little exchange. Haha, you fell for it. In fact, let me be the first to tell you guys, good luck. Everyone at Harding Imports and every dealership in this town is rooting for you guys. You got a Harding guarantee on that. I swear, to God. I'm off to rehearsal. All right, I want to give my two ladies a kiss on the cheek.
So sweet. Now, Paxton here is in one of those popular bands in Temecula. Yeah, balls out.
No, big ups.
Big ups, sir.
Either way.
Big ups is the name of the band. It's me and Ricky and Jason, and we sing about life and love and passion. And I'm not going to lie to you, we have some pretty sick dance moves.
Are you in a boy band?
No, I'm in a man band. We're all over 30. We call it a man band.
You're men in a boy band.
We open for O-Town right here in Temecula, okay? Google it.
No.
Google it.
No.
Why wouldn't you Google it? I just told you to Google it. Google big ups.
No, I Googled it. It said you fucking blow.
That was O-Town's website. You know what? I'm rising above this. While you guys are yucking it up, I'm going to go rehearse with big ups. Ricky and Jason are in the car. Let's go.
All right, bye-bye.
See you all tomorrow.
Man, that dude is garbage.
What? What's a big hunk of this meat? Hmm?
Hey, guys. A couple of guys came in here earlier looking for Vanessa, and I got a little bit of bad news for you. Vanessa is dead. Here's Radio Moscow.
It's funny. I haven't been in Temecula in, what, 23 years. Last time I was here, I spent two straight days in a Hacienda court with a third runner-up to Miss Temecula. Never saw her again.
Hey, what do you make of this Selleck guy? I gotta be honest with you. Have you noticed him saying overtly sexual things to me, touching me?
I haven't.
Oh, that is disgusting. But don't get me wrong, I have an erection.
Babs, when I tell you a deep, dark secret, I ain't never told anyone before.
Oh, baby. I really would rather you not. I'm tired.
I'm 42 years old. And I ain't never, ever made love to a woman.
You're a virgin?
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
No, I've been with hundreds of women, maybe thousands. I just ain't never really ever made love to a woman. You know, I've done three ways, four ways, menage a trois, menage cinq, six. I've 69, 89, 114. Golden, diamond, and platinum showers. I like that. I mean, I've ripped shit up. I've done all that. But I ain't never ever make love to a woman.
You will, Jimmy. As long as we're being honest, I have something I want to share with you. I think I want to make love to a 10-year-old boy.
What?
He's in the body of a 30-year-old man, so who's to blame?
You the adult. You be the one to blame.
Hey, Babs. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Don, there are three hot dancers over there. I think they might be good for the sale.
Yeah, sign them up. Good energy. Make customers happy.
Hey, guys, get those food orders in quickly, because in 25 minutes, the kitchen is renting out for a porno shoot. Are you disgusted? I am.
Book the DJ.
You sure, Don? I just thought after Kirky.
Hey! Kirky was Kirky. This is this. It's time for all of us to move on, all right? And it starts with booking that DJ.
Where is he? I even wore my tight underwear for the boner speech.
Just relax, honey. He's getting ready. As for the underwear, I think it was just an expression.
Look, I may be old-fashioned, but the man says wear your boner pants. I wear my boner pants.
You can do this. You are a winner. Don Reddy has the heart of a champion.
I'm a fucking stallion. I should be owned by a goddamn Middle Eastern sheik.
There's almost no doubt you invented the phrase, it's all good. Mm-hmm. In the schoolyard, a Don Reddy is a euphemism for a hard-on.
All right, fellas. Everybody gather around. Now, you all know the deal. Over the next few days, Don Reddy and his team will be overseeing sales. Basically, they will be your boss for the weekend. Now, I trust him. If you trust him, together we will sell cars.
You are the first person to wear a Von Dutch trucker hat.
I really regret that.
As well you should.
Look at my husband. Looks like he's got a Don ready.
Give me a minute.
I'm Babs Merrick. I'm going to tell you people a little story. A story about a girl who grew up in the worst part of the South Bronx. But one day, this little girl fell in love with a boxer named Winston. But their love was too good to last. And one day, the vice lords came a-calling, saying, Winston, it's time to take a dive. The coroner found two bullets in his heart. One of them was meant for this little girl.
It's a hard world, mama. You gotta push on through. Cause life in the ghetto.
Well, everyone told this little girl to shut her mouth and go away. But she didn't do that. She made sure every single one of those pieces of human trash looked her straight in the eye before she pulled the trigger on that platinum 357 Magnum. Jose! Pop! Ramon! Pop! Pop! Pop!
It ain't easy.
I gotta tell you, people on TV, they don't show the dead man when the poop leaves the butt. Make no mistake, gentlemen. When you die, poop leaves your butt.
Man, that is a dark story.
I know, I made it up. Have a great sale, everybody. Great sale!
It ain't easy. I'm Brent Gage. They call me the magician. I am a wizard with numbers. I have never, never lost a sale to bad credit. Quick story, a couple years ago, MC Hammer, remember him? He was in bankruptcy, living on the street, sleeping in the left leg of his Hammer pants. The next day, I financed that man a car, no questions asked. Hammer lived in that car for the next year and a half.
So you guys are just taking over with your cool nicknames and your confidence?
And how are we supposed to feel?
Yeah, what about our sales? Our commissions?
It's all good. I'm Don the Goods Ready. Everyone here told you their story. Here's mine. I have hair on my balls and I sell cars. The end. All right. Today, tomorrow, Monday. It's July 4th weekend, everybody. And we're going to war. All right? When you guys are deep in the shit, I want you to think about the real heroes of this Independence Day. The Revolutionary War soldier who had his gangrene foot sawed off with nothing to numb the pain except a shot of whiskey and that guy with the weird headband playing the flute. What about Private Jones, huh? 17-year-old soldier got his guts shot out in a Nam rice paddy, all right? Dick here knows what I'm talking about.
He's talking about freedom, you fucking queers!
Don't even get me started on Pearl Harbor. Our Navy boys out there enjoying the bright Hawaiian sun when all of a sudden, here comes the Japs flying in low and fast. This dealership is our battlefield. Don't give up the fight. We are the Americans and they are the enemy. Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again. Never again.
Let's get him!
Well, don't you think you should step in?
He can take it. He's squirrely.
All right, stop! Everyone calm down! Put him down, Jimmy. Okay, we have all just participated in a hate crime.
Was it a hate crime or a freedom crime?
Yeah! Right, everyone just calm down. Bottom line, we have all just committed a federal offense, which means that G-men are going to be crawling all over this lot. Let's get our story straight. Dang came at us with a samurai sword, fire extinguisher, and Chinese throwing stars.
Yeah! That seems plausible.
No, I did not. I did not.
I got to get a sword and get his prints on it.
Yeah! There was no weaponry of any kind.
Okay, Dang, how about this? You get first dibs on customer ups. In return, you agree to forget all about being the victim of a hate crime.
Okay. That's it, Dang. That's the guy we love.
Thank you, Mr. Selleck. I'm really sorry. I'm not even Japanese. I'm Korean.
Korean? Oh, so, why did you say so?
On that note...
Let's man our battle stations, everybody.
Yes. Never again.
Let's get this place in shape.
Simple, boys. You take this six, you flip it. That's the price. You know what you can do with this? You can take this and turn it into that if you want. You've taken $3,000 off this car. It's back down to your original price.
Too hot to sell, you must.
Combine, confuse, conflict.
Heist, Teddy Day. To close, you must. Lie, loan, leave. Heist, Mr. Dick Lewiston.
Go fuck yourself, you bald-headed son of a bitch! I've seen more hair on bacon!
Good enough.
Wow, you must be the girl from the strip club.
Yes, Heather.
Hey, Heather, how are you? Your job is to greet people, get them in the buying mood, okay?
I have an idea.
Sure.
Since it's July 4th, I thought it'd be good to talk to the customers about how this government has been cutting benefits for veterans.
Let me guess. You are dancing to pay for your master's in political science.
Yes! How did you know?
I don't know. Stripper stores usually come in three. College student, single mom, cokehead. What's your son's name? I'm kidding. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm bananas. You guys are doing an amazing job.
Sapphire, wipe your nose, God.
All right, we're going to be selling some cars today. And tomorrow, you know who we got coming in? I do. American Idol's very old Bo Bice. His brother is coming down. Yes, Eric Bice will be right here rocking the stage.
Hey, DJ, this place is about to pop. Why don't you throw on some Charlie Daniels?
Good call. You know I love it. Girl, won't you let me
touch it? Nobody tells DJ Request what to play. Let them tell you what to play. They lose respect for you. They lose respect for you. You lose control. Not today.
All right.
You want to thumb wrestle?
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Oh, you won!
I totally beat you.
Oh, what are you going to do to me now?
What?
You better bag me or something.
Babs, he's 10.
10 and a half.
Do you hear that, Reddy? 10 and a half.
Brent, those are my kids.
Yeah, probably a good reason you're not selling.
What are you talking about?
Zuha, let's face it. You've got husky kids. I know it, you know it, and every Chuck E. Cheese in a 50-mile radius knows it. You know who doesn't need to know it? The customer.
I don't understand.
Look, you put up a picture of skinny kids. Customer thinks, oh, my Lord, this guy needs the commission. He's got to feed those hungry mouths.
Oh, okay. I get it. Should I take down the picture of my wife?
No, that's your closer. Fat kids, customer hates you. Fat wife, customer pities you. Shit, Zuha, that's the best fat wife I've seen in 4 or 5 years. Can I have a copy of it?
Nice balloons.
Well, that line must have knocked him dead in the frat house.
Come on, I'm just trying to have some fun. So, you pumped for the big day?
Yeah, it should be great. They say you sell some cars. Let's see you sell some cars.
No, I'm not talking about the sale. I'm talking about your wedding. Are you excited to spend the next 60 years of your life with,
Paxson?
Paxson. BMW boy band. Paxson. Seems like a super guy.
Oh, now. All right, what about you? You have any relationships that last longer than a lap dance?
Have you seen what these girls do these days? I mean, we are living in the golden age of lap dances.
Wow, that has got to be tiring. You don't want a home life? You don't want to live for somebody other than yourself?
No time. I'm on the road 51.5 weeks a year, and I like myself a lot. I'm having a blast.
You know what? I don't believe you.
At them. They're like crazy boat people. I love it.
Give away free hot dogs and put up an inflatable gorilla. Shit's gonna go down.
Feel exactly like I did before I landed on Iwo Jima. I swear to God, there's no difference at all.
Attaboy, Teddy. pain is weakness leaving the body. Sell these bastard cars! Sell the metal! 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 Welcome to Selleck Motors. Let's get you in a car.
I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman.
Oh, what's wrong with her? What's her name?
Stephanie. You're amazing. What did you say to her?
Shut the fuck up.
Why don't we get you into one of these minivans?
Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really
feel it?
Yeah.
I call it the divine rush. Money for cars, salesmen putting themselves on the line. Capitalism. My high.
I haven't seen a lot like this since I brought in the Bandit car. You know, rumor is that that car is one of the cars that was in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
That weekend, this place was hopping.
I was thinking we should get that out of here, you know. Bad for business.
Oh, no, that car is a collector's car that's worth $200,000. Won't take a cent less.
But in this auto lister, they have the same exact car for $1,000 less.
Wow, what a great deal.
Excuse me, can I see that?
Sure.
My. If you can get this car for $1,000 less, you should definitely buy it. In fact, let me call.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the car you have advertised.
Can we get a drink?
No, I don't want to go for a drink.
Yeah, I can put you in my trunk. We can drive around. You can see how it handles.
Maybe go to the reservoir.
Excuse me?
Put the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the fucking basket.
Oh, my God.
See, I try to tell women all the time, auto listeners like MySpace for serial killers. I don't want to see another one of these on this lot.
I think I'll just take this car right over here.
Here's the deal, Gary. I know the stereotype. I'm a woman, got a luscious body, provocative clothes, I'm gonna use sex to sell cars.
You know what's gonna sell this car? Price, nothing else.
I mean, I like men. I like men a lot. Can't believe I'm doing this. Do you know what I love? I love women.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I mean, I'm talking me, an Asian chick, and a school teacher in a shower.
Oh, yeah.
All soapy together and so wet.
Hey, you know what? Maybe like a construction lady comes in. Like, and you're like, I can't even tell if she's hot or not. But
okay.
Then she says, oh, looks like I could do some work here. And she takes off her hat.
Falls down. Sure.
And then you guys come over and all three undress her. Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm next door.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, because I'm the superintendent. And, I'm working on like paperwork, like doing people's checks. I'm
yeah.
Like,
what is that
like,
noise?
That's weird. It's not supposed to be anybody next door. Hey, who's in there?
Who's in there?
And I just hear, oh, and I listen by the door for a while. Right. Then I open it up. I'm like, hello? I still can't see the steam.
I'm like, so scared. Who is it?
Hey, you're not supposed to be in here. Can I give you something to say?
Yeah.
Say this. Say, hey, I know. I knew something was missing in this apartment. A big cock. Oh, fucking you. And then someone else goes, oh, yeah.
Fuck.
What?
I just thought of something, man. How the fuck are you gonna get there?
I'm right next door, remember? I've just been walking.
No, off. Man, this is miles and miles away, man. You gotta get there soon.
I'm like managing a bunch of properties?
Yes!
Oh, shit.
How are we gonna get to cross town? How are you gonna get there?
I don't know. I don't have a car. I gotta get like a bus,
I guess. Man, you gotta fucking take this car.
Yes, I'm gonna buy this car. Hey, it's a good car, right?
No.
I don't give a shit. I'll fucking push the
motherfucker. See the dudes in the back. Run, man.
You gotta go find this car.
In your country, they would cut your hands off. Because you're stealing from us. You guys have got an amazing deal. I can't believe it.
Yeah!
How we doing?
Kicking ass. I was worried earlier, but we're going to have a great day. Check out that Blake kid. He's on fire.
Yeah, I noticed.
Wasn't that your move?
Well, mine ended with the two-gun salute to heaven, but damn close. You remember when I told you that I partied with that beauty queen 23 years ago in Temecula? I didn't put a hat on my Jimmy.
Jesus, Don, you don't think Blake's your son, do you?
Tell you what, why don't you guys go to finance and I'll beat you there.
Okay.
All right.
It's impressive, Blake. You're a natural. Spent a lot of time growing up around dealerships?
No, but my mom always said that I had it in my blood. Remember this one time as a kid? I traded my crappy Huffy bike to this kid down the block for his brand new shiny Schwinn.
No shit.
No shit, Don.
Hey, was your old man around a lot when you were growing up?
No. He took off before I was born. I'm going to go back to the sale, Don.
Blake, how old are you?
22.
Hey, kid. Don! Remember that guy that wanted the Explorer? Here's what I got him to do. Buy his own house from himself for a dollar. Which means nothing, but to the bank. Don.
Hey.
What's going on?
Good job, huh?
What'd I do, Don? Fuck you, I don't need your validation.
Look at that number. 71 cars sold. I am looking at some real salesmen out here. Good work.
Yeah, we've actually sold 34% of the inventory.
Wow. Proud of you. And by the way, congrats whoever pulled off a Nigerian buyback. Haven't seen that in years.
That was me. You can suck it.
What's a Nigerian buyback?
Guy takes a customer's trade-in, then 20 minutes later, sells it right back to said customer at a markup.
And we're looking at an even better day tomorrow. Bo Bice's brother coming in here to sing some tunes.
Shut up, Eric Bice?
The very same. So, I think we do a little celebrating. And after a hot first day, there's only one way to do it. Okie.
What? What's Okie?
Tell him about it, Dick.
He's talking about karaoke, you fucking queers!
God damn, Dick knows what I'm talking about.
Let's go. Let's get into it.
Nice job.
Nice job,
man. I've been watching you out there, girl. Your moves are probably responsible for 10 sales.
Well, any individual who pursues his or her own self-interest actually promotes the interest of society as a whole.
It's all trade, baby. That's what makes the world go round.
That's funny. I always thought love made the world go round.
Love.
Boy, you should be proud. You took a ragtag bunch of losers and turned them into first-rate salesmen.
That's what I do, Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, Stu.
Looks like you guys had a heck of a day. Hey, Pax and Lance Bass called. He said he'd... Oh, fucking forget it.
Yeah, like he would have your number.
Hey, Lance Bass never opened for O-Town. My boy did. You can Google it.
Yeah, I told him that already, Dad. They refused to Google it.
Huh. Well, let me cut to the chase for you here, Ben. My boy Paxton's band, Big Ups, they're really starting to click, and we're running out of rehearsal space over at Harding Imports. So Paxton had a good idea. He said, why not make an offer on your lot, nice price, before the bank gets it? That way, Paxton's out front selling Beamers, then he runs around the back, makes gold records. What do you think? Oh, I don't know, Stu. We had a pretty good day here.
We had an outstanding day. Don't be all humble, Ben. Come on.
All right, hold it, Don. Give us a couple minutes alone, will you?
You got it, Ben.
You too, Paxton.
Hey, you know, even if Ben doesn't sell, we're going to get this place for pennies on the dollar when he goes, B-rupt.
Really? You're going to screw over your future father-in-law?
It's called business, Don. Okay? And besides, I would do anything to take Big Ups worldwide.
So, Ivy isn't enough for you?
Ha ha! Oh! You have a crush on my fiancé! That is rich! Here's a deal, old-timer. Get over it. Here's why I'm not threatened by that at all.
A, I have a beautiful car.
Yeah.
B, I have a $44 haircut.
Right.
Yeah, and C, I have slick threads. Oh, yeah, Men's Warehouse. I like the way I look.
Right.
I'm Temecula's newest hard-on, dog.
A, it looks like you just snapped into a Slim Jim. B, your suit looks like...
I'm glad we could work all this out, Ben.
Work what out?
Well, Don, it's time I start thinking about my future grandkids. I sold the lot to Stu.
Oh.
He made me a real good offer. Thank you for your support. And you'll be paid for the whole 4 days. But we're pulling the plug.
Can we get all their stuff out of here pronto? We want to rehearse here tonight.
Whoa, hold on. Hold on a second. What about family? What about history? What if we saved this lot? What if I could guarantee you that I could sell every car off this lot?
Ben, that's foolish. You don't even know this guy. Look at him. He's a gun for hire. A trim.
Don, we're talking about over 140 cars. You know, sure, it helped a lot, but that's impossible.
All right, look. Either I sell every car on this lot, or I leave Temecula and get out of the game for good.
Doesn't move me at all.
And you get Brent Gage for the night.
Sorry, Stu, but the deal's off. At least till I see how this thing pans out.
Okay. You know, since you're almost family, Ben, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save you a job on my lot after the bank forecloses on yours.
Damn it! Why are they standing in the way of my dreams, Daddy?
Look, here's the deal. Call your TV guy. Tell him we got to cut some new spots right away. I have a script for you. Never fails.
More than words is all you have to do to make you real.
Wait, now. So, he offered to pay us off and we could leave town flush. And you said no.
Yep.
Motherfucker!
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Come on, man, calm down, stop.
He wouldn't do it if he didn't have a good reason.
And then I told Ben that if we don't sell all the cars, that he could have Brent for the night.
Motherfucker!
All right, fucker. All right,
Jimmy, handle him!
Calm down now.
All right, here's the scenario. All right, tomorrow I'm going to sell an ass load of cars, and I suggest you gentlemen do likewise.
What the hell are we going to do?
Why don't we chill, little bitches?
Just chill. Okay, it's cool.
Yeah.
Don said we got TV spots tomorrow, right? Bice is hitting town. We're gonna pull this off.
I'm gonna hit you with a little Seeger. Super bad. Eyes up here, let's focus. This one goes out to Blake. About a boy. Son of a man. A mother's child. Let's get him a tissue, because it's about to get raw.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
Okay, I gotta ask you a question. Does Don know what he's doing?
I've seen that man say a lot of crap just to sell cars and move out of town. But this time, he really means it. Truth be told, he ain't been the same since Kirky.
Kirky?
The Duke City. A-Town. Captain Kirk. Albuquerque.
Oh. Who calls it Captain Kirk?
I don't know. We lost a good man down there.
Oh, he quit?
Died.
From a car sale?
Hell yes. The rest of us come to terms. Don's still fighting him.
Wow.
Only Jeff Robbins wasn't looking, so I pegged him in the head.
What is it?
It's really a fun juice.
Okay.
Okay. Just don't tell your dad. You know what else is really fun? Going to a motel and wrestling.
I love wrestling. Oh. I can get you into a figure four leg lock. Oh, like this. Mm, you know, your legs would be all tied up.
Sold.
Oh. You'd be screaming.
That sounds fantastic.
Okay.
Are you good at keeping secrets?
Absolutely.
Because I've got a present for you. Secret present outside by the dumpster.
Is it a baseball mitt?
To fit you like a baseball mitt, like a glove, I hope.
Is it new or is it old?
It will be new for you.
All right, that means I'm going to have to break it in.
Yep.
I'm going to have to break it in. I'll put a ball in there, and I'll tie it off.
Right.
And then I'll put lotions and oil on it, and I'll sleep with it under my pillow.
Woo!
Yeah! That was Turn the Page by Bob Seger. I'm Don Reddy. Good night!
So let's get outside by the dumpster.
Hey, it's 11:30, closing time.
Well, wait,
man!
I gotta go home.
No,
I gotta go home, put my pajamas on, and I gotta shave.
I know, but Peter, before we do this...
We'll wrestle later.
No, detect a minute. Waitress, can we get another whiskey sour, just for the road? And a paper...
Closed.
Paper cup, please, goddammit! Just one more drink! I'll cut off your tits with a knife, you bitch!
Babs, listen, I like the energy, let's play through. Party back at the Hacienda Courts. Everyone's welcome. No guys.
If you want to go far, put yourself in the kicking car.
I started selling motors almost 40 years ago, and I've had a good run here at my dealership and in life. But now I'm dying, Temecula. Get cancer of the nads. But before I die, I want to see one last big 4th of July blowout. So my family and I are asking you to come on down to Selig Motors and buy one final car from us before I'm dead. Oh, looks like the chemo is kicking in. So you better hurry. Se habla español.
Jesus, Ben, why didn't you tell me?
It's just a commercial, Peter. And Brent, the privates are fine, I swear to God.
Good for you, Ben.
It's gonna work, Ben. It's gonna work like gangbusters.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't like the car, then go buy a truck. Cheapskates.
Every day, it's a gay safari.
Give me the boy back. That is a shame.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
Oh, he's such a tragedy. Tammy's so brave.
Hey, Don, I'm not sure this is working. I mean, people clearly care about me and all, but we're not selling cars.
Stay positive, Ben. We're going to hit this hard until 3 o'clock when Vice gets here. He's going to take it over the top.
Hey! Can you bring the mood up? Yeah, play something good. Like YMCA by the Village People.
You read my mind.
Just out of curiosity, what time do you get down from there?
Every day they will test you. Every day they will push you to the brink. You must fight them, DJ. Fight them.
I'm going to do something that I don't do. I'm going to throw in some free floor mats, all right? Now, hold on. Hold. Jesus.
Wait, Don. What's going on?
You know what? If you would have told me 10 years ago that I would have hit the wall on the 3-day sale in Temecula...
You're hitting the wall now?
Well, yeah. Let me ask you something. What do you think this means? I had this dream.
Hey!
I was just saying,
hey,
you know,
Ivy.
Listen, Don,
let's
you're...
We got lunch with my mom in like 2 seconds.
Be right there.
We gotta hurry. She'll be drunk in about 15, so giddy up.
Don, what happened in Albuquerque?
Nothing happened. Are you kidding? It was, listen, go have a great lunch with your fiance.
Time to hit the road. Hey, Don Reddy, looks like you had a rough day. It's okay, sometimes it happens in the auto trade. If you suck. Hold on. Gotta admit, dude, that was a good exit line, right?
Yeah.
I got a better one. Hey, Don Reddy, I'll see you in I Don't Know How to Sell Carsville. Yeah, that one, granted, not as good, but that's because I won't be in that town. Fucker! God damn it. Psych! I just psyched you out. I'm going that way, so fuck you!
All right, people, we got Eric Bice, brother of Bo Bice, coming up in the next 5 minutes. You might want to sit in one of my cars.
Hell of a turnout for Bice. This day's starting to look up, huh?
We need it. I'm getting killed out there today.
Don, we got problems. Big problems.
What's up?
Bice isn't showing.
What?
His booking agent said he's got adult chicken pox. He gave me some other options. The mascot for the San Jose Sharks hockey team will show, but he can't wear the shark suit.
What's this I'm hearing about Bice?
He motherfucked us. He motherfucked us like a pro.
I'm going on.
What?
I'm going on.
No, wait, Don, be careful. I'm getting a real sketchy vibe from this crowd.
Ivy, don't you see this is everything? I get to sing, which sells more cars, which helps your family. Plus, my son gets to see the old man come through in the clutch.
What son?
Hey, everyone. I'm Don Reddy.
have a car salesman.
This is going to go well.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, Eric Bice has adult chicken pox. But I'm going to be filling in for him. Drop it.
Just say those old records long to share. I'm going to listen to
him. He's no Bice. He's no Bice.
Yeah, I should have said something. Don's a bad singer.
Aren't you people tired of being screwed over?
Hey, guys!
Mr. Selleck, we gotta get you out of here. Come on,
we gotta hide, Brad. We'll be safe in my room.
Hold on a minute. Hold on! I got a big show.
This does not look good for you, Uncle Sam. And concussion. Don't mess with him! That kid's got retard strength. Oh, see? Who the fuck brought alligators? I never thought I'd say this, but thank God the police are here. Welcome, police. Come on, let's lock up some white people. Y'all are all retarded. Hello?
This day is completely shot.
Can you believe these animals? What the hell's happening to this country?
What are you talking about, Dick? You started it. You remember? Cops gave you a ticket for inciting a riot? You old goat?
This is horrible. Let's face it. It's over.
Not over. Over?
When is the last time that there were that many cameras on this lot? Huh? We got 5 hours left in this day, okay? Now, I intend to sell some cars, all right? Now, get in here. Let's go over some talking points. Come on.
Baby, you are true. I'll keep doing it. Oh, doing it right here. To you.
Pick up line 9, who are you on 9?
You know, look, guys, the big problem here, we need a bigger rehearsal space.
Not a problem. Here's why. Huge riot down at Selleck Motors. The place is going down in flames. We're taking it over. It is the new Big Ups rehearsal space.
Are you serious?
We're gonna take it over.
Pardon me, boys. Some bad news from Selleck Motors. Look at this.
Listen, people get excited over used cars, and occasionally they'll punch and burn things. Some call that a riot. Me? I call it excitement over the low, low prices down here at Ben Selleck Motors.
The police are the real heroes, and because of that, we're offering 20% off and 0% financing to any police officer that comes down, anyone with a police hat, anyone that says the word police.
The stun ready is like a rash between my balls and thigh.
And if you find an alligator in your car, $500 off.
Congratulations, officer.
See that, Ben? Just like that, we're back in business.
How do you go? Pump it up. Look out, got you, and got something coming on. Shout on the mountain.
Motherfucker, I rang the bell.
The reason the Japanese outsell us is because they make more fuel-efficient vehicles, while Detroit insists on pushing gas-guzzling SUVs.
Goddamn, girl, you're turning me on. Would it be improper me to ask you out for a drink tonight?
I don't know, Jibby. I've been hurt before.
Well, my problem is I never allowed myself to be hurt, trying to be more vulnerable.
Well, you're an honest man, Jibby. And honesty is the first step to being vulnerable. You can pick me up at 9.
Hey, Don.
And Jibs, what's with the shit-eating grin?
For the first time in my life, I have a chance to make love to a woman.
love.
I'm glad we found the right car for you.
Strong. That's Selling Motors risen from the ashes to offer you.
Hey, Blake, you ready?
American made cars.
For what?
Man, I'm being baggy.
Low catch. You know, I'm starting to think that maybe Ivy was right. Maybe it's time for old Don Reddy to settle down and plant some roots in this crazy old world.
Great.
I mean, I've been on the move for so long that I've never taken time to stop and to hug the people that are important in my life. And Blake, don't ever think that you're not important. All right?
Great.
You ever think about your daddy?
No. I mean, who wants to think about some piece of shit that gets a woman pregnant and then takes off? You know, I'm not bitter. I did fine without him. He's probably out there with no family, nothing real to hold on to. Can you imagine how meaningless life must be for a prick like that?
What a douche.
Hey.
Hey.
I cannot believe this riot actually helped. You are insane. You know, I'm going to be sorry to see you go.
Well, Ivy, goodbyes are an occupational hazard.
Hey, wow. I don't know what's going on with you. You are hot, you are cold. One minute you're happy, then you're snapping at me. I mean, what happened in Albuquerque?
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do. Come on, what? You can trust me. Just let your guard down.
McDermott was my best friend and the greatest car sale DJ anyone's ever seen. Damn it, it shouldn't have gone down like that. I was all wrapped up with this woman. It wasn't going to work. I knew that, blah, blah, blah. I was trying to impress her. We'd already sold a bunch of cars that weekend, but I wanted to take it over the top. So I thought, hey, let's put a few bucks into it, you know? Get a good crowd in there. We'd airdrop McDermott in, dressed as Abe Lincoln. He would float in and say,
I freed the slaves! Now I'm gonna free those cars from the slavery of high prices!
We had a bunch of great lines for him to say.
Hey, just like John Wilkes Booth, our prices are gonna sneak up behind you and blow your brains out!
When I asked him, he didn't even blink. He just did it.
Thanks, buddy. It's the thrill of a lifetime! Drop them! Drop them!
Me, I was on the ground with Mrs. Tolero. Planned to meet in the back of a Taurus.
That is so good. My husband never does that to me. You are, oh, yeah.
She had me pack a bag of sexual accoutrements. Basic shit, you know, rubbers, lube, dildos. Weirder stuff. Executioner's masks, French ticklers.
Oh, yeah, take me away.
The only problem was, I took the wrong bag.
Woo! Ah, fuck! Don gave me the wrong bag!
I can only imagine what was going through McDermott's head as he fell to his death.
Gotta try to get away from this dildo.
The regrets he must have had.
Most people are in this situation. Their life flashes before their eyes and they go through a list of regrets. For the next 45 seconds, I want to go through the list of things I've done right. Number one, full-length back tattoo of the Hawaiian Punch guy. 10% real fruit juice, motherfuckers.
He had a huge heart, but my God, was he stupid.
Number three, had my wisdom teeth put back into my skull. Oh, Christ, the dildo's back. I'm going to get into an aerodynamic tuck and use the dildo to kiss in my ball.
I killed my best friend.
I wish I could say. I didn't think it would end this way. But I got to tell you, I always knew it would. Falling to my death, dressed as Abe Lincoln, holding a big purple dildo. This is how I drew it up.
Next thing I know, it's raining dildos. Had I just been focused on the sale, it wouldn't have gone down like that. Now it's all happening again with you and Blake. I'm losing who I am and my focus. You think that riot was an accident? No. It happened because I lost my focus. That was damn good, Seeger. And now I'm falling for you. Yeah, no, not again. I'm not going to do
it. Don, come on, don't go.
I'm going to go sell some cars, Mrs. Harding.
Gee. Seven. Hey, guys.
Brent?
I have to say something. I think Don might think I'm his son. Now, I met my dad. He lives in Louisiana. I just wasn't raised by him.
Don's going through a lot of big changes in his life. And right now, you might be the rock he's holding on to.
Are you saying I should pretend to be his son? Because, Brent, that's fucked up.
Is it? Or is it fucked down? Look, Don Reddy would make a damn good father to you. And right now, I don't see a lot of guys lining up for the job. Think about that. And while you're at it, you think about why your dad left you. Huh? Come in here and blame Don. That's pathetic.
It's about 20 minutes on the downside of 9 o'clock here at Selig Motors. I hope you're curled up with your best girl, making music together. Between the sheets.
Or maybe we had a couple of Don's.
Look at this.
You know, everyone's gone, so you can shut it down. Thank you.
Looks like that's going to do it for me. Good night, sweet Temecula. May all your loves be tender.
Seriously, shut it the fuck down.
Thank you.
Yes, it's me.
See, I don't do what I'm told. I'm what's called contrarian, all right? I hate you gonna turn the lights off on me like that's gonna scare me? I don't give a fuck.
I'm homeless, motherfucker.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Honey bunny, you got to know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look
out. Wow. Hey. Come on in. Shouldn't you be at home, with Belle Biv DeVoe writing personalized vowels or some shit?
Don, I'm here. Don't make me change my mind.
Yo! We're Temecula's number one pop sensation.
Big ups!
And we're gonna be kicking it live right here at Harding Imports tomorrow. So
congrats again on that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You wanna turn it off?
Mm-mm, he needs to see this.
We're gonna make love.
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 Mm. Head and shoulders.
How'd you know?
My uncle uses it.
We're actually making love.
I'm making love.
Oh, we're making love.
You know what nobody ever told me about making love?
What?
How boring it is.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want. My safe word is blueberry pancakes.
Hey.
Let's have sex in every corner of this room.
I fucked up. I should have got a bigger room. I have points, I didn't use them.
Continental breakfast in bed, Hacienda Court style.
What?
You know why this is the best breakfast?
Why?
Bear claws, crullers, prison-sized orange juice. Mmm. You know, I actually feel bad for Paxton. I didn't mean to come and split you guys up, but engagements are made to be broken.
Don, I'm not leaving Paxton.
What? You don't love him.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. And You know, I'm almost 30 years old. I mean, what am I supposed to do, you know? I want things, and I want a family, and Paxton wants those things, too. I mean, look, nobody dreams of buying an 88 Link station wagon, but we sold one yesterday, right? And the people who bought it because buying a 2007 Land Rover wasn't an option for them. So what are my options, Don?
What about us? What about giving us a chance? I mean...
Where? In the Hacienda Courts in Boise? Or how about the Hacienda Courts in Wichita? Because if things go really well, we could raise our kids in the Hacienda Courts in Muskogee.
What did you even come here for?
Because I wanted one last fling, and I know you're not going to stick around.
So you're just going to have sex with me and then leave? This hurts! Guess this is what women mean when they say, so you're just going to have sex with me and leave. This hurts.
Ah! I'm sorry.
Something that I want is being taken away from me, and I don't like it! I don't like it! This is exactly how I felt after Kirky. Screw everybody! The only thing that I trust in this world is cars!
Come on, Don!
What's going on?
Don.
Don's never been late to the last day of a sale. Don's gone. And you did not see me here. Oh. Well, did he go to the lot? I don't know. He kind of just freaked out and left.
Kirky all over again.
Fucking Kirky.
Looked everywhere, called the cops. No one knows where he is.
I'm sorry, fellas. I apologize from all of us.
No. Hold on. You guys did your best. I mean, it was an uphill battle from the beginning, right? But hey, we still sold some cars, right? We still sold some cars! Might as well dust off the old resume.
Hey, wait just a minute. I practically built this dealership myself. Now, I remember a day when we wouldn't hang our heads or talk about closing the lot. Your customer would walk in here, and this place would pop.
There you go, Ben.
And having Don the goods ready here for 3 days made me remember why I became a car salesman in the first place.
Mr. Selleck's right. We can do this. Don has taught us all something. He knew more about us than we knew about ourselves.
Yeah. You know, I never much cared for Jews, queers, or fucking Eskimos, but that's just the way I was brought up.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to put that out there. I thought we were opening up here.
Guys, we can sell these cars.
There you go.
Ready has carried us this far. Mm-hmm. Well, I say we start carrying our own weight. So let's get out there and sell the metal. Who's with me?
Oh, we are!
We are!
We are! We are! We are! We are! We are! We are! We are! We are! We are! We are! We are!
You don't even know this guy. Look at him. He's a gun for hire. A tramp.
He's probably out there with no family, nothing real to hold on to.
And I know you're not going to stick around.
James Vanderbeek, my nigga.
Well, if it isn't Don goddamn fucking ready.
Holy fuck. McDermott?
He has returned. He is McDermott.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting a long time to set the record straight with you, man.
He's setting the record straight, motherfucker.
I trusted you, Don. I trusted that what we were doing was bigger than all of us. But it turns out all you wanted to do was get your ball sack played with by some woman with bad credit.
It's an age-old tale. His trust was betrayed by time.
Balls and wiener.
They let angels out of heaven to
cuss at people?
Yeah, of course. That's what's going down, dipshit.
Fuck your Don Ritter, fuck your family.
I don't get it, McDermott, man. You used to be so easygoing. And...
yeah, I was. I was easy breezy. And then guess what? I fell out of a plane and hit the ground, and I didn't bounce. But you know what did bounce? My butthole through my face.
Geronimo Splat, displaced anus.
I'm so sorry, McDermott. I need your help, man. I feel so empty.
Don't you get it, Don? This is where all the cars we sell end up. It's not about the cars. It's about the team and finding people you love. That's it.
What do I do?
You know what to do. Get off the road, man. I mean, after 35, it just looks pathetic.
While we're on the subject, you're too old for a Facebook page.
I'm sorry, McDermott.
It's okay, man. I'll see you in 28 years. That's when you're gonna die.
August 19, 2036.
How am I gonna die?
Choking on a sausage patty at a strip club.
Is there any way they could sing it? Because it sounds sad.
No, it's not very lyrical. And it is sad. So, no.
A little bit?
No.
A little...
we talked about it in the Heaven spaceship that brought us here.
I...
we gotta jump.
No, no.
Change your ways. See you, Don.
Oh, my God, Ivy. And the team, they need me. They need me right now.
Thank you, McDermott!
Really like this car. It's a good fit.
Good news. My finance guy says it's gonna work.
Are you serious?
So high! Hey, you think you got a pretty face?
It's all gone. You understand? All of it.
You looked all right
for my friend McDermott. He died, and I'm jumping for him. Makes all the sense in the world. 1, 2, 3, jump!
On
the clutch!
You did it. You sold every last car on the lot.
Man, I wish Don was here to see this.
Look, everyone! It's Superman!
I want to come down right on the Selig motor, all right?
Got it.
All right. Where are the cars?
Wait a minute! Is that Don? Look out! Oh. Run!
Watch your head, team! Coming in hot! Hey, Jimmy! Where are all the cars?
Don, we did it! We sold every single one of them!
You're shitting me! That's fantastic!
They all stepped up.
Unbelievable. I'm proud of you guys, all of you.
We couldn't have done it without you, Mr. Reddy. You taught us all to stand on our own. Your time here has been rich and filled with wisdom.
I don't know what to say.
Why not start with the truth, Don?
Well, the truth is, you sons of bitches saved Selig Motor!
Fuck you, Don Reddy!
You didn't sell all the cars. You lose. You're losers.
What are you talking about? All the cars are gone. Lot stays with the Selicks.
Come on, Stu. A deal's a deal. We sold all the cars on the lot.
Nobody sold the bandit car. Rules are rules. The lot's mine.
The bandit car?
Don said every car on the lot. Bandit car's a car, and it's on the lot.
Hold on a second. That thing is a prop.
Don, that is not a prop. That is a $200,000 automobile.
This is good. Is this the great Don Reddy complaining about how hard it is to sell a car?
Do you hear that, everybody? Do you hear that? Maybe he's not so great. Maybe he sucks.
So I guess you lose.
Ben, you lose the lot. Don, you have to skip town. Right, everybody?
You know, Paxton, I've been doing a lot of thinking these past few days.
About what, asshole?
Dreams. About how we either, you know, we either cherish them or let them die in the vine.
Uh-huh.
What'd you want to be when you were a kid?
Me, I wanted to be a ref in the WNBA. You know, because I like women. And I like basketball.
Can you get off my back?
Oh, you want to do this one on your own?
Yeah, thanks, man.
I get that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You guys do your thing.
What'd you dream about, Paxton? Music?
Music's been my passion ever since I fell in love with the classics.
Now, when you say classics, what do you mean?
Well, it's a pretty short list. You got your NSYNC, you got your 98 Degrees, your Boys to Men, and then pretty much the Backstreet Boys came along and revolutionized music as a whole.
Hello. What about O-Town?
That was the best night of my life.
See, I haven't had the best night of my life yet. Someday, though, huh? All personal crap aside, I hear Big Ups is pretty damn good.
Come on, who said that?
People talk.
Is he doing what I think he's doing?
No way.
If he moves that car, I'll eat my own pussy.
Atta girl. 32 years in the business, and I've never seen this. A dealer-to-dealer lot sale. This is suicide.
Oh, come on, Don, stay focused.
Let me ask you something, man. You ever think about just dropping everything and going for it? Now, I'm not talking about setting up some studio in the back of a car lot. I'm talking about you, Ricky, and Jason living the life, man. And putting yourselves on the line on a daily basis.
Wait, what are you doing?
Picture this, Paxton. Big Ups, touring the Florida Panhandle, right? Gainesville, sold out. Pensacola, sold out, right? And now it's Panama Beach. Lights go down. And all you can hear is 7,500 girls screaming at the top of their lungs, right? And the bass starts pumping. Pump, 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 pump. The girls start jumping. Jump, jump, jump. Ricky and Jason, they hit the stage. Dance, 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 dance. What happens next, Paxton?
I don't know. What?
An engine roars to life.
What?
I mean, just fucking roars. And who rises from beneath the stage?
Who? Jesus.
The guy with the best hair in the business.
Paxton Hardy.
Yeah. In the goddamn bandit car.
What?
Top golden eagle on the hood. And the word is, it's one of only five used in the movie. And the girls, they love it. And you wonder why?
Yeah. Because we're good.
You're goddamn right you're good. You, my friend, are a full-blown rock star in that car.
Holy shit. He might have them. I feel like I'm watching a wonder of nature. Like a blue whale giving birth. Or a pig going down on a hyena.
You know, Paxton, a man much wiser than myself once said that most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Now do not silence Big Ups before the girls, nay, the world, has heard the first verse. Pump, 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 pump.
How much for the Trans Am?
$200,000. I'll give it to you for 80. No payments till January.
I'll take it!
Just got 80 grand for that prop, huh?
Big Ups! This is the new band car! Oh,
yeah. Get it down!
Hey, Brent, we would have had a wonderful weekend up at that cabin, huh?
You know what? I'm gonna fucking knock you out.
You already have.
Basically, I have to carpe in the end here. See ya.
Well, it's official. I am single.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ivy. I was just selling a car.
Are you? Are you really sorry, Don?
Okay, you got me. I'm not sorry. You know what? Paxton and the bandit car were just parked on the spot where I intend to plant some roots.
You hear that, team?
What?
Cutting up the Hacienda Court card.
What?
Yep. I'm settling in Temecula.
Don.
Yep. I've been doing a lot of thinking about friends and family, and I decided that I can't care for them as much on the road, so I'm settling here. Speaking of family, where's Blake?
Right here, Don.
Come here, son. Now, your father, he can't do anything about the past, but I'll tell you, I can guarantee you I will always be there for you in the future, all right?
Don, I'm like a foot taller than you.
Hug your father.
Come here, son. There we go.
Thanks, Dad.
Ah!
Daddy.
I love it. As far as the beautiful Ivy Selleck is concerned, she's it for me.
Oh!
She's the one.
That was just a one-night stand, buddy.
No, you're my woman. That's my son. Don't overthink it. Now, if someone went and made a beer run, I think we'd have everything we need for a goddamn kick-ass party. DJ, play We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
Drop it! Finally, somebody hit the nail on the head. That's what I'm talking about. That is a perfect song.
Dead puppy.
What the fuck?
Dead I want you puppy. Over and over again not to tell me how to do my job. You brought this on yourself. Are you happy?
Just play it. Just play a good song.
You got it, friend.
Hey, McDermott, we did it.
A happy ending.
Yeah, if you call selling cars in Temecula a happy ending.
Temecula! It's not even motherfucking Fresno.
Well, I'm going to make the most of it. Ivy Selleck, come here.
The valley.
still in the cage. Looking mighty fine. Live a little rise. He's got the goods, babe. He's got the goods. Oh, he's got the goods, babe. Yeah, he's got the goods. Oh, oh. One thing I'll tell you, baby. One thing for sure. He's got the goods.
You've been straight tripping lately. All blown on my phone and ish. So Ricky the Rick,
JJ,
and are here to set the record straight.
Baby, don't you sweat my love. We come together like hand in glove. But if you ever leave my side, you know I'm taking back my pimped out ride. But baby, if you are true,
in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.
You don't want to know what happened in Kirky.
Actually, I do.